This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, it's Wednesday afternoon already, and we are halfway to the weekend. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us on this Wednesday afternoon. You just heard Ian Ozan talking about this in the news. The weather is very unpredictable today, and I could look out of our studio windows and see some very, very dark skies out there. So there's some really heavy thunderstorms around the area. You might be in one of them right now. Be sure and drive carefully, and don't turn your hazard lights on unless you're really a hazard to the traffic. If you're driving along with the flow of the traffic, you're not supposed to turn your hazard lights on. Don't blame me. That's the law in Louisiana. I just thought I'd pass that on to you. Not that everybody pays attention to it, but I feel obligated to pass that on. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you're with us. And once again, we have a lot to get to. There was a shooting at Fort Stewart, a military base in Georgia. This happened earlier today, and five soldiers were shot and hospitalized. I don't know everything about this. Story is just developing. I don't know what the very latest is. There might have been something that has happened in the last 30 minutes that I was involved in getting ready for the show and might have missed it. But as far as I know, five soldiers have been shot, hospitalized. The shooter has been neutralized. He's been arrested or shot. I'm not sure what happened there. We'll get more details as the day goes on. But this guy had 40 minutes to shoot people. He could have shot a lot more than just five people. But he only shot five people. So some are speculating that these were targets. Because in the course of 40 minutes from the first shot until he was apprehended, or until he was neutralized, as they say, he could have shot a lot more people, but he didn't. So only shooting five, was it targeted shooting? We don't know. Again, a lot we don't know. But, you know, again, a very discouraging thing is the fact that this happened on a U.S. military base in Georgia. All right, look, it's Wednesday, and once again, I'm just going to tell you how excited I am about the Saints season. The Saints, a great distraction from the realities of our lives, great distraction from politics. We can all rally around the Saints. And, you know, they have had some, they've had some off years. You know, I was talking to Bobby Hebert yesterday in the hall here at WWL. And Bobby made an interesting observation. He said, this is the true post-Sean Payton era that the Saints are going to experience. That everything after Sean Payton has kind of been based on what Sean Payton had established. There were no big changes. But this is the first time the Saints are really going to experience the post-Sean Payton era. And I totally agree with that. A new young coach. We're going to have a new quarterback. We're going to have just, I think, a lot of exciting things to look forward to. And I was talking to Bobby about this. You know, if the Saints don't have the greatest season, I like the idea that they're rebuilding. Because you know what's happened over the last few years. the Saints have just tried to plug in key players. Well, let's get Derek Carr. He's an experienced quarterback. He can probably get us to the playoffs, or he's got a good opportunity to maybe get us to the playoffs. So let's just patch in a few players here and there, and we'll get to the playoffs. It's all about making the fans satisfied. But the fans haven't really been that satisfied in recent years. And I think that has been a mistake on the part of the Saints to do this patchwork placement of players, trying to create a team that can get to the playoffs to keep fans in the stands, because that's the goal of the Saints, to keep fans in the stands. And all they have to do is present a team that you believe as a fan can get to the playoffs, and then you're, you know, relatively happy. Not everyone, but most Saints fans are pretty happy with the idea that we can get to the playoffs. But when you do this patchwork stuff, and you just, you know, bring in this player, bring in that player, let's bring in this quarterback, I think he can maybe get us to, you know, that stuff doesn't work. And it may work with a few games, but overall that doesn't work. This is a true new beginning. And I would rather the Saints not have the greatest season when it comes to wins, but yet are rebuilding. We're building for something. We've seen other teams do it, and we've seen them become monsters. And I have even seen in the last couple of years teams with new coaches, teams with rookie quarterbacks do really well. And so I think there's every reason for optimism. We have no idea who the starting quarterback is going to be. Is it going to be Tyler Shuck? Is it going to be Spencer Rattler? Is it going to be Jake Haener? You know, Bobby told me yesterday when we were talking in the hall, he said, you know, Scoot, if I'm at practice and I don't know who these players are, and I'm just watching this guy in the field, this quarterback on the field, I'm going, hey, that guy's damn good. And he's talking about Jake Haener. And Haener's not getting the attention that maybe he deserves. I don't think he's going to be the starting quarterback. He'll possibly be a good backup quarterback for the Saints or for another team. But Bobby said he is looking, you know, pretty good in training camp. But I think it's obviously going to come down to Spence or to Shuck. And again, what I like about Spence is that he has shown that he does have the ability to run the ball, and he did that at South Carolina as well. And I personally think it's important for NFL teams today to have running quarterbacks, because, you know, at one time the NFL was a running league, and then it was a big deal when the NFL became a passing league, and now the NFL is a league with running quarterbacks. And that was something that was very rare. Years ago, Fran Tarkington was a scrambling quarterback, and that was unusual. You know, quarterbacks didn't run back then. Archie Manning was a good scrambler, and he could gain yardage running the ball. But having a quarterback that has the ability to run the ball on any given play, that's a real plus in the NFL today. So I am excited about the game. Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock, you'll hear it right here on WWL, and our pregame begins at 11 o'clock. All right, another music teacher has been arrested for alleged indecent behavior, this time with a 13-year-old. He's 23, and the underage person was 13. Not long ago, we talked about another music teacher here in the New Orleans area who was arrested on charges of sexual trafficking, rape, and indecent exposure with children. And, you know, I don't know why. I don't know what goes on in the minds of these people that makes them think they're going to get away with it. You're not going to get away with it. I mean, a lot of times they do, because they're successfully able to threaten the victims into not saying anything. So, you know, I guess I'm wrong when I say, you know, why do they think they can get away with it? Because in a lot of cases, I guess they do get away with it. But, you know, why did they think that this is the right thing to do? I mean, it's so obvious that this is the wrong thing to do that I just don't understand the mind of anybody who thinks, oh, this is the right thing to do. Hey, look, we're going to talk a little bit about the trash collection soap opera in the French Quarter with Danny Conwell. He is the owner of Felix's and has a lot invested in this. He is also part of the effort to fight this in court. We're going to get an update from Danny Conwell coming up at about 2:10 this afternoon. I was reading on our website about this new pilot program to deal with homelessness in the French Quarter. It was launched July 15th, and the initiative works with law enforcement and with outreach teams to engage the homeless individuals directly, connecting them with housing, mental and physical health, and addiction treatment. And, you know, there are a lot of problems with people on the street. But in just 2 weeks, Homeless Services Director Nate Fields says the effort has helped 42 people begin the transition into stable housing and cut weekly homelessness encounters in the French Quarter in half. This has been so successful initially that they're talking about using it throughout the city of New Orleans. And I mean, it sounds great. I mean, it's great. If something positive happens in this city, I love to talk about it. And this is a positive thing. If this is working, great. The problem is that a lot of people who are homeless want to be homeless. I know, for you, for me, that sounds ridiculous. But there are people who don't want to follow any rules. They like the freedom that they have on the street. They like the free, as horrible as that existence seems to be for me or for you, there are people who actually choose that over another existence. And there was a homeless woman, and I've talked about this openly. There was a homeless woman that I was helping a lot. I would see her going to church on Sunday when I lived downtown, and I would give her $20. And then I realized that she really didn't want help. She just wanted money, and she kept telling me about these programs that she was in line to take advantage of, but she never took advantage of any of them. And there were opportunities for her to get housing, but she didn't want it. She wanted to stay on the street. It's truly a sad story. I mean, she was abused, and she's on the street, and she's overweight. I don't know where she is today. I would occasionally see her on the street. I haven't seen her in a long time. Her name is Christine. If anybody has an update on Christine, I'd like to know. But, I mean, I hope she's in a place. But when I was helping her, I realized that she was just taking advantage of me and taking my money. So I stopped giving her money. All right. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Also, there's an NBA basketball player with the Indiana Fever, Sophie Cunningham. She is asking fans, this is crazy, she's asking fans to stop throwing sex toys onto the court during the game. She says players are going to get hurt, and she actually got hit with one of the sex toys that was hurled out onto the court. There's been, you know, like several incidents, and just a couple of nights ago, the Fever were in Los Angeles, and in the second quarter of the game, the referee blew the whistle to stop play. Cunningham seemed to flinch. She was hit by something. And just a few feet away was a green sex toy. Now, what kind of, I'm assuming these are guys, because this is a guy thing. Women don't do this. It might be women, but if women have done this, I would be surprised. This is a guy thing. But, you know, guys, stop acting like Neanderthals. Stop thinking stuff like this is cute, because it's not. It's just stupid. It's totally juvenile. I mean, I'm all for not acting your age, but don't act like a dumb, stupid frat boy. All frat boys are not dumb. I guess I need to make that disclosure. But don't act like a dumb, stupid frat boy. Well, yeah, man, we're going to throw this out on the court, man. Ha, ha, ha. That's going to be really funny. Ha, ha. You know, no, it's not funny. It's just stupid. All right. There is more to talk about concerning the Epstein files. We'll talk a little bit about that this afternoon. Donald Trump, there seems to be more evidence that Donald Trump is hiding something. He is avoiding questions about Ghislaine Maxwell, who was moved to a lower security prison in Texas. Donald Trump says this is not the time to talk about it, but he's not ruling out a pardon for her. Would the pardon be in exchange for her not talking? And the other thing to talk about concerning the whole Epstein file controversy is the young girls. They're not as young anymore, but the young girls who were involved in this, you know, they are in fear of their lives. They're in fear of losing their lives. They're afraid of retaliation. If anything gets out, and they're afraid to talk. And we know that the men who are involved in this are rich and powerful. There might be a few exceptions, but generally speaking, the men who engage, the men who create a market for having sex with underage girls are rich, older men. And maybe there's fear that they have the ability to retaliate against them, even in terms of killing them, if they let any information get out. Because these girls know. They knew who they were with. They knew who was on the plane. They knew who was on the island. Ironically, it was in the Virgin Islands. Huh, interesting. So they know who these people are, but they're afraid to talk. And I get that. And they need to be protected. All right. Ian is locked in back offices for the next couple of days. Coleman is our studio producer. Good afternoon, Coleman.
You know, Scoot, I've been to a few Pelicans games. I've been to a few Saints games, some events in the Superdome and the Smoothie King Center. I noticed that when you walk in, there's the metal detector. There's the wand. The women have to wear like clear bags so they can see through the bag.
Right.
So it makes me wonder how are these people sneaking these toys into these games? Is the security lax, or are they putting these toys in spots where it's not readily accessible if you get patted down or wanded?
Or are they putting them in spots to where it just looks like they're gifted?
You know what? I haven't thought of
it. You know what I mean? I mean, a guy could like, well, I'm not going to touch that. I'm not going to touch that thing.
I haven't considered that. That means they must have the space for it to fit, which means they're not.
That's exactly. Gifted. It's a good point. But, you know, these are rubbery items. You know, there's no mechanics to it. I guess you can say the D word on the air, but I don't know. For some reason, I think it's just a little on the trashy side. So I'm just going to say, you know, adult sex toys. You know what it is, but it's a rubbery, I guess, latex type item that doesn't have any mechanics to it. It's just a device. Well, it's not even a device. It's just a big piece of rubber. You know what I mean? And so I guess, you know, some people could hide that. All right. You got a comment this afternoon. The Oakenheart Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. We'll get to calls and text this afternoon. We got a lot to get to. Also, President Trump is now targeting Gail King on CBS, saying that she's not talented, low ratings, she's done, her career is over. Donald Trump has said this about a lot of people. How does it relate to Gail King, who does the morning show on CBS? We'll talk about that. And also, there's a new episode of South Park on tonight. Once again, Donald Trump, the president, is Satan's boyfriend. In tonight's episode, apparently they go to a banquet together, and they're probably going to end up in bed together like they were in the first episode. Donald Trump is so sensitive about humor directed at him. None of the humor directed at him compares in any way to the harsh criticism and the harsh mocking from South Park. So why isn't Donald Trump targeting South Park? We'll talk about that when we come back. I'm Scoot. You're listening to WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, so if Donald Trump is so sensitive to, like, the humor of Stephen Colbert, if he's so sensitive to criticism about the facts that he misinterprets, why hasn't he targeted South Park? There's nobody out there that is viciously attacking Trump as harshly as South Park. So, you know, let's talk about that. But first of all, Donald Trump is targeting another CBS star. He's targeting Gayle King. Says Gayle King's career is over. She should have stayed with her belief in Trump. She never had the courage to do so. No talent, no ratings, no strength. And there's an article in the New York Post that actually talks about how Gayle King's relationship with CBS is described as being a little murky and the show is too woke. Look, if you try to be too woke, you're going to be totally boring. And while, you know, we address woke issues, we also talk about the negativity of woke on this show. And, you know, woke is just being kind of just so unoffensive to everybody. Well, this show is not unoffensive to everybody. So this show is anything but woke. So I can clearly understand that the idea of being woke is boring. It's very bland. I mean, you kind of, you know, lose good content if you go out of your way of being too broke. Well, I looked into this because Donald Trump says a lot of people have no ratings. He said that of Stephen Colbert. That was a lie. Stephen Colbert did have ratings. But I did look into this, and ABC's Good Morning America is number one in this last rating period for the first time in 2 years. The Today Show on NBC is number two. And CBS Mornings on CBS is number three out of the three broadcast morning news shows. Since last year, CBS Mornings is down 10% in total audience, down 20% in the key 25 to 54 demographic. So Donald Trump is right. The show is doing terribly on the air, not doing well in the ratings, and he's right. Now, does Gayle King have no talent? Look, I'm busy in the morning. I don't watch it. I'm not one to critique somebody that I don't watch, and I don't watch Gayle King. I know who she is. I know she's gotten some big interviews, but I don't know if she has talent. In any event, Donald Trump is right, though, about the ratings. Now, let's go back a little bit. There's a lot of information that makes a case for President Trump's direct involvement in CBS canceling The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Now, we may not know for sure, but the timing of the announcement of the cancellation of this top-rated late-night show among the broadcast late-night shows certainly points to Trump's involvement. Now, officially, CBS is insisting that it's strictly a financial decision. But it is likely that The Late Show with Stephen Colbert had been losing money for a long time. So why is this suddenly a new development? It didn't just start losing money in the last 6 months. So if it's been losing money, if the staff has been too big, if Stephen Colbert is being paid too much, why didn't they cancel it earlier? Why did it happen right before the FCC, under the Trump administration, was going to have to approve the merger between Paramount, which owns CBS, and Skydance Media? Well, I think the answer is that CBS felt like it needed to do whatever it could to pander to Donald Trump to make sure that the merger went through. Now, they never offered to, like, renegotiate Stephen Colbert's contract. They never told Stephen Colbert, we got to cut back on some staff members. Let's make this show work because it's a good show, because you are number one in the ratings among the broadcast late night shows. So let's make this happen. So right after CBS paid Donald Trump $16 million in a lawsuit that every legal expert I read about said was a no-brainer, it was an easy win for CBS, but they paid the money anyway. They were sucking up to Donald Trump. Was there a side deal? Stephen Colbert would spend every night using Donald Trump as a political pinata. I mean, hitting him with hardcore jokes about his presidency and his actions and his personality. The comedic attacks on Donald Trump were relentless with Stephen Colbert. But Stephen Colbert had an audience. In a free market society of television, there was an audience that decided they wanted to watch that. And the audience decides what is on TV and what stays on TV. Donald Trump directly threatened to use the FCC to stop the Paramount-Sundance merger. So again, CBS gave him $16 million to settle a lawsuit that they certainly would have won. I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but knowing what I know about the media, that would have been an easy lawsuit to win. Now, with Donald Trump being so sensitive to criticism, and I guess you can say that comedy that uses you as a target is a form of criticism, isn't it kind of a wonder that he has not decided to enter the political arena and do something about, say, South Park? You know, now that Stephen Colbert was gone, Donald Trump even said, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, you're next. So if Donald Trump is so sensitive to humor directed at him on broadcast TV, how will the president react to the much harsher humor in the new season of South Park? I talked about the first episode last week, 27th year of South Park, and the new episode is on tonight on Comedy Central. So in this new episode, they continue to mock Trump, and in this session, this episode tonight, Donald Trump is once again romantically involved with Satan. And they go to a banquet together. They might end up in bed together. In this episode, they also deal a lot with ICE agents that are rounding up people to deport them to reach the daily quotas. So I know there's going to be hidden criticism in the ICE agents and what they're doing under the Trump administration. So if Trump is so sensitive to factual criticism of his words and actions, and if he did play a part in the cancellation of Colbert's show because of the nightly barrage of jokes targeting Donald Trump, then will President Trump find a way to go after South Park? Interestingly, Paramount, which owns CBS, also owns Comedy Central, which airs South Park. But the deal with Skydance is done. So what power would Donald Trump have to use to try to shut down the irreverent animated comedy series? Trump can't be happy with the depiction of his manhood in the first episode because it's kind of tiny relative to his body. And he can't be happy with his relationship, romantic relationship with Satan, or showing that Donald Trump is in bed with Satan. And these are comedic attacks that you know, you would think would have an impact on Donald Trump, who is very sensitive about things like this. I believe that humor is humor, and humor is protected by the First Amendment. It's easy to laugh at jokes about people you don't like. The challenge is to understand and appreciate the comedy and laugh at people when the people you like are the target. I just appreciate good comedy. I mean, I think we need to make America laugh again. M-A-L-A, MALA, make America laugh again. Even if comedy targets Donald Trump, man, you should learn to just, you know, the same way that you would laugh if the jokes were about Joe Biden, you should just appreciate good humor and laugh at those jokes. It doesn't change his policies. It doesn't change the administration. It doesn't change what Donald Trump is going to do in office. So just kick back and relax and enjoy it. But Donald Trump is proud, and he's also a bully. So how can he celebrate the cancellation of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert but allow South Park to reign free over totally degrading, mocking, and joking about his words and his actions? So, you know, let's stay tuned. And again, the new episode of South Park is on tonight. What I've seen, it looks like it's going to be another funny episode. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1960, Chubby Checker performed The Twist for the first time on television. It was on Dick Clark's Saturday Night Beechnut Show. The song went to number one and started a huge dance craze. I remember one Christmas Eve, we were at my uncle's house, who I just went to go visit in St. Augustine. And my parents made me do The Twist for everybody. I mean, I was maybe 12 years old. And all the adults circled around me. And I was this little kid in the middle of the circle of all these adults staring at me doing The Twist. And they thought that was a big deal. I'm Scoot. We'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
WWL. My blog is posted on the WWL.com website, also Scoot on the Air Facebook, and you can comment on it there. It's titled, Will South Park's New Episode Tonight Present More Degrading Humor About Trump? Or something, some title about South Park and Donald Trump. I want to share with you some comments about a video that I posted after the show yesterday. And this is about South Park and Donald Trump really not saying anything about, well, I mean, the White House has made comments about the degrading humor, but I can't imagine that that Donald Trump is going to allow this to continue. I mean, I hope he does. I don't think it's any of his business because it's comedy. And I think we get into a real danger zone if we start talking about curtailing comedy because of a difference of opinion. But here's a comment from Tammy. It says, can you talk about something other than Donald Trump? Yeah, I do. I look for reasons not to talk about Donald Trump. But when the president of the United States says and does some of the things that Donald Trump is saying and doing, you know, we have to comment. But that's the only time we comment. And everything that we say about Donald Trump on this show is based on the truth. It's based on reality. It's not based on lies that a lot of people are told to believe in by the conservative media. So I'm very content with the times that we talk about Donald Trump on the show. Here's a comment. Oh, by the way, there's like, you know, there's like 17 comments after that to Tammy's comment. Gray says, I agree up to 8 year olds watching South Park. I wasn't allowed to watch The Simpsons until a certain age for a reason. LOL. They have a rating for such things. Yeah, I never said South Park is for everybody. I mean, look, sometimes South Park makes me cringe. I mean, there'll be times I'm watching tonight and I'm going to, oh my God, I can't believe they did that. So yeah, I mean, the show makes me cringe at times. Wayne says every day your first sentence always contains the name Trump. Thanks, Mega. That's not true. That's a lie, Wayne. And you could go back and listen to many shows and know that the first comment, first sentence does not include Trump. And as I just mentioned in response to the last post, when Donald Trump, he's president, when he does certain things, we talk about it. We didn't talk about Joe Biden as much because Joe Biden didn't do anything. He was sleepy most of the time. And I find it interesting that the very people that say that I shouldn't be talking about Donald Trump so much, they didn't mind it when the conservative talk show host and the conservative media talked about Biden every day, all day. That's all they did was talk about Biden or Kamala. In fact, they're still talking about Biden and Kamala all day, every day. So if it's okay for them to do that, then it's okay for us to talk about Trump anytime we want to. Craig says he should laugh at it, but if they criticized his policies, he should clarify and present his view, his case. I think that's a good point. Harry says adults watching cartoons and arguing about them? Okay. Yeah, I kind of have to agree with you, Harry. Deborah says South Park has the right to put whatever garbage they want to put on their show. Scoot is right. It's the First Amendment for a reason. It's the most important, just like the Second Amendment is second because of its importance. I just wonder if Scoot would have a problem with South Park having an episode with Biden showering with his teenage daughter. As far as ratings go, and I've talked about TV ratings in this this video that I posted on Facebook, as far as ratings go, I don't trust any of the ratings. Well, let me point out that the ratings are taken electronically. I guess that's the best way to describe it. It's not a poll. It's not a matter of opinion. The people who are watching shows, they know physically that the people are tuned into those shows. The people have no choice over it. You know, once you're selected to be a person who is going to be monitored, they do something with your TV. They know you're watching. So the ratings for TV are factual. It's not a poll. It's not an opinion. As far as Biden is concerned, I would laugh at Biden humor. I've said funny things about Biden on this show. I've targeted Biden many times. But it's interesting, in the mind of the truly biased person in America, they don't hear the fairness. They only hear what offends them. And again, this did not used to be. It didn't used to be like this in America. But it is now. And it's sad because bias renders people incapable of hearing fairness. I'm a radical moderate. I'm a registered independent. I make fun of Joe Biden. I've made fun of him many times. So if there was good humor about Joe Biden, fine. I don't know about him showering with his teenage daughter. I'm not one to really get involved in parental relationships with kids as long as it's appropriate. And I don't know, was she 11? Was she 12? Is there an exaggeration that she was a teenager? Like, was she 15? You know, that's a little different than being 11 or 12. I know how the conservative media distorts things, so I don't know what to believe about that unless I learn more about it. Elle says, can't wait for the episode. Out of the mouths of South Park babes comes truth. There is a good message in every South Park episode. Tonight will be no exception. And Elle is right. The wisdom comes from 8-year-old kids. All right. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Raining in some areas, in other areas, it's just a really nice afternoon. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 2004, Rick James passed away. He had trouble with his heart, diabetes, and had a stroke. He was only 56 years old. This was his monster hit. I'm Rick James! Man, Dave Chappelle did a funny bit on Rick James. Yeah, this is the day we lost Rick James. But, you know, the life he led, he was kind of lucky to live to be 56 years old. Here's a text that says the Colbert Report was really, really funny. You know, once he took over the Late Show, it went off the cliff and he had TDS. And every night he went on to talk about Donald Trump. He did. But he was rated number one among the broadcast shows. There was an audience for it. He had the ratings. What he did is something a lot of people liked. We'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.